Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate October 26th. A big hole in the ground has helped scientists piece together the structure of the dwarf planet Ceres. It's the largest member of the asteroid belt, about a quarter the size of the moon. The hole shows that Ceres has layers, like a bigger planet or moon. A spacecraft studied Ceres from orbit for 3 years. Its most impressive discovery was Akater Crater. It's almost 60 miles wide and 2 miles deep. Big white blotches decorate its floor, deposits of salt. Akater probably formed about 20 million years ago when a space rock hit Ceres. Recent work suggests there was a layer of salty, muddy water about 30 miles below the site. The impact fractured the crust, allowing some of the brine to leak into the crater floor. The water evaporated, leaving the salt. The crater also is marked by dozens of small, rounded hills. They resemble features on Earth known as pingos. They formed when water surged from below, pushing up the top layer of rocks and ice. Akater Crater and other features reveal that Ceres has several layers. Two of those layers, the crust and mantle, are separated by a layer of muddy brine, which can sometimes leak onto the surface. Ceres shines at its best for the year right now. It rises at sunset, is in view all night, and is brightest for the year. Through binoculars, it looks like a small, faint star to the lower left of the bright star Aldebaran as they climb into good view in the east by 9:30 or 10. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.